outside then. So I'll use the phone flashlight and both of our coats. Can't believe it started to snow so heavily so quickly. It's so cold. He's checking the power out inside, so it'll be fine. I'll be fine. It's probably just a wolf or something. If I get near it, it'll back down and take off. Besides, it's not like there was a whole lot of noise we heard earlier. Might be a lone raccoon, or a moose, or... I'm really bad at naming animals. Okay, let's check out back first. Maybe it was something in the bushes? It'd have to be big to make that much noise, though. To some sort here, but it looks empty. Nothing's been in it for quite some time. I know it wasn't the tapping of the wind or the trees or whatever against the walls, but maybe. No, the bulk of the trees are far enough away, and it'd have to be a branch breaking and howling somehow. Maybe it's something stuck in the shed? I thought the sound was over there by the old house. I can't believe they left that place standing when they rebuilt the modern cabin. It's like some sort of haunted skeleton home, all broken windows and cobwebs and dust. The snow's probably frozen and melted so many times that the inside wood has to be rotting by now. I never asked why they rebuilt. I know there was some rumor about someone living in the mineshaft near the house, but they only moved up the hill. They're so close to it, why wouldn't they move further? Probably because it was a dumb rumor, and I'm gonna freak myself out for no reason. Mines were shut down like 20 fucking years ago. Stop making yourself scared. Wendigos don't exist. No one got stranded up here, and no one died. And besides, no one would actually eat human flesh. Unless they were forced to. So, I'm just being stupid. It's all rumors. It's just a bunch of stupid folktales. Tracks? They're bigger than my feet. Way bigger and longer. Weird, but barefoot almost. Maybe they're actually just bare feet and I'm walking into something I really shouldn't be. So still, I need to figure out what that noise was all about. Never mind the house. So it's just a little further up to the shed, and I can put this to rest in my head, and I'll go back inside and make warm cocoa and enjoy my night with my boyfriend like I came here to do. Hello, little nasties. Anything in here? I don't understand. The tracks were in front of me when I came in. So how is it not inside instead? It's blind to me. No, no! No, 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 I'm gonna be able to hear. I have people that love me. I can't go with you. Please, 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 please don't kill me. Don't just throw me to the ground like that. I'm sorry. Please, please don't hurt me. I don't want to die, so please, please don't hurt me. Can you even understand me? Probably you're not, but she's... I'm hopeless. You're so close. You keep getting closer. You're smelling me. Scenting me. Don't get so close, please. Don't lick me! It's disgusting! Your tongue feels like sandpaper. It's so dry against my skin. It hurts. Stop! The tongue in my neck and my shoulder is disgusting! But at least it's warm. It bit me. My neck meets my shoulder, and it's just leaking down my chest. You're hurting me, and you're still hurting me, licking me with that sandpaper tongue of yours. You're so close to me, I can feel the chill of your skin against me, even through my clothes. No, wait! Why do you have to use those claws on the one part of my body I want to protect? You're just touching it between my legs. Is this warmth you want? I don't know what to do. Stop pushing against me. Your claws, they're hurting me. You're just scraping along the lips of my pussy. It's like you know I should be wet for you. I shouldn't be wet. That's so fucking wrong. Stop moving. You're pushing upwards and it's my clit. Oh my god. No! You can't touch me like this. You can't actually bring me pleasure. You're some kind of fucking monster. This isn't right. I can't. But I'm getting wet. That's gotta be some kind of biological mistake. Maybe it's just me warming up to save myself. I'm getting hot and tingly to save myself from the cold. That's all. It's so hot. It's so warm. I can't believe you're making me so hungry for this. You're forcing me to get wet, rubbing my clit like that, and I can feel my wetness starting to spill on my thighs. I don't even notice how cold you are anymore. Just feeling your rough fingertips and those long claws pressing into my flesh. That's all I can feel. It's making me want more. I didn't realize how nice you smell. Everything smells so good. It's like iron, but sweeter. I want more. Against me. You're naked, so I can see how hard your cock is. So just get it over with. Push yourself inside me. Let me feel just how cold you actually are. I need it to be over with. I need it. That's what I expected. And all that cock pressed inside me. You're still a little colder than me. Maybe you should let me warm you up. Ah!
dear to me. It was towering over me, pounding into me. I could never escape you. Even if I wanted to, you carried me away with such ease. I was so helpless from the start. I was meant to be a victim. I was destined to be used. I bet you saw my weakness when we were coming up here. That's why you cut the power. Hoping I'd come outside, either you could drag me away from the man I was with, and then you'd pull me away. You'd bring me down here. You'd drag me down here so I could be fucked and filled and used and kept locked away. You wanted me. You needed me. A warm body. A perfect plush body with a beating heart and soft skin and ripe flesh. Something you could just sink your teeth into. Tear apart with your teeth and your tongue and drag your claws over and shred. Doesn't that sound nice? It's so nice. It's so nice. I want to be claimed. I want to be claimed. I want to be claimed by you. I need it. Dig those teeth into me. You drag that tongue across my flesh and mark me. You'll claim me as your own, won't you? Claim me and own me and teach me how to live as your pet. Show me what it's like to be so hungry for something you stop at nothing to have it. I'm so hungry for you. I'm so hungry. I need it. I need you to fuck me harder. I need you to come. I want to come on your cock. I need you to fill me. I need you to claim me. You need to give it to me. I'm so hungry for you. I need you. I need you. I need you. I need you. You've got me so close. Oh God. I can't feel how cold you are. It's just your flesh pounding into me over and over and over again. And I can't think straight. I can't think straight. I'll never be satisfied again. And I'm just gonna crave your cock all the time. A monster fucking me. It's so filthy. It's so wrong. And I need it. I need it. And I need it. Oh God, that was so intense. I'm drooling. You did fill me. So hungry and cold, colder than before. What's happening to me? I need something to eat. Maybe you can find me something. You know how to hunt, and I'm sitting trapped here. You'll have to provide for me. I hope you can understand me. You're starting to respond a little bit more. I don't know why I'm so needy. Why my stomach feels so empty. I just ate an hour ago. Oh, but it's like I need to get something fresh. I need it now. Maybe it was earlier. It made me hungry from the blood on my tongue, tasting my own skin. Hurting me. I'm gonna be just like you are and die. I'm gonna be just like you. A cannibalistic monster. You can sort of understand me now, can't you? That's true. I think I know where we can find another meal.